Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, you think about persecution is, you're listening to Jim Baker's audience, and they're saying, yeah, the traditional church is going to be left behind. They're clapping. That's not a good thing. You want everybody to hear what God's saying and come. And you always assume it's the other person. And it's versus like, God is for every human being, by the way, just so you know that. If you have not went to VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and listened to Who Does God Love, you need to hear that, because it'll just like broaden your you know, you might may have been pushed into a box, a religious box, and you're thinking, you know, people only love, God only loves people like me. And it's not true. I mean, God died for all of us, and he wants us to tell them. But persecution's coming. And so, I mean, when you look at what happened at John Hagee's church when he was gathering for Israel, and they had maybe, what, 20 or so?
At least. Individuals.
And plants inside the people. Gathering in that way made them very vulnerable.
Sure.
And they could have had explosives on them. They could have had guns on them. And people say that wouldn't happen. It's happening right now.
Yeah.
It's happening as we speak. It's happening around the world. And, but listen, this is what Billy Graham says. He says the U.S. church, that would be us, should brace ourselves for persecution. Let's take a look. CBN.
World-renowned evangelist Billy Graham is warning America's church to prepare for persecution. In an article in Decision Magazine, Graham says it's unusual that Christians in America have not suffered for their faith, especially since Jesus promised his disciples that they would face hardships for following him. Graham says we should be all ready for the day persecution comes. Chief International Correspondent Gary Lane has reported on the persecuted church for decades. He joins me now for more. Gary, is it unusual that the U.S. church has not faced persecution?
I think it is a bit unusual, George. When you think about it, if you look at history, Christians have been persecuted throughout history. Now, these things come and go in waves where it becomes worse than at other times. And if you look at the Middle East right now, that's probably one of the worst times for Christians.
Do you see signs that it could be coming?
Here in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Well, certainly, yes. I think so. I think we're seeing that already with a Kentucky clerk thrown in jail for standing firm in her belief that marriage is between a man and a woman. That's just one example. But there's got to be a distinction here between discrimination and persecution. Persecution would be imprisonment. It would also mean someone who's been beaten up or even killed for their faith.
Yeah,
that has not come to
that
America
hasn't happened yet. Do you agree with Graham when he says that all Christians should expect to face opposition for their faith?
Well, certainly, because we are promised that by Jesus. He told us in John 15:18 that the world will hate us because it hated him first, and we are not of the world. So the world will hate us because we belong to him. So it's something he said we can expect. He promised us that, and we have been blessed because we haven't really experienced that yet in America, but it probably is coming.
You have for a number of decades reported for CBN News from around the world.
Yes.
You have focused. I know your heart is to give voice to the voiceless, especially those who suffer for their faith. What is the key to persevering under trial, as you've met some of these folks?
Well, one thing that stands out in my mind is when I was in Iraq about 2 months after Saddam Hussein fell and the U.S. had liberated Iraq, I met some Christian evangelists there who had been persecuted under Saddam Hussein. They were jailed under him. And I said, what will happen if you end up with an Islamic Republic? They said, well, government doesn't matter to us. We'll just keep on evangelizing. If we're sent to prison, we'll lead people in prison to Christ. If we're not, we're free to do what we're doing. And if we're killed, then we go home to Jesus. Mm-hmm. So I think what it is, the lesson from that is, it's an eternal perspective. Mm-hmm. Seeing what God has for you and that you're always in his will, you're always protected by him when you're a believer.
How do you, to those who are watching our broadcast, watching this segment, how do you tell people to prepare for persecution? How should they prepare for persecution? Well, is that something you prepare for?
No, I have found that people I've met around the world, the Christians that have been in prison or beaten and have suffered for their faith, they've never really prepared for it.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's unexpected. Now, I did meet a pastor in China once who kept a suitcase packed by his door because he had been arrested over 40 times. Mm. He always expected that knock on the door. But I don't really think it's something you can prepare for. But if you think eternally, have an eternal perspective, what does Christ have for us? What does he expect of me? As long as I'm obedient and in his will, everything's going to work out all right.
And it's interesting, like yourself, I've met believers around the world who say, don't pray that this persecution would leave us. Pray that God would strengthen our spiritual spine so that we can continue to proclaim Christ.
Give us stronger backs to carry our crosses.
Yeah, okay, terrific. Gary Lane, as always, sir, thank you for your insights.
So you're looking at, when they're talking, they just must have slipped. This happens quite often. Mm-hmm. People are being killed for their faith in America. 10 Christians were asked to stand up in Oregon in the university, and they got shot because they were Christians. I mean, it is happening. It's not, you know, it's happening. It's happening. You're looking at our own leadership fuel the pour gas of the fire of persecution in the world and in America. You're looking at the Emmanuel Church in South Carolina, where you had people gathered for a Bible study, and this one man comes in there, sits with them for about an hour, I believe it was, then gets up and begins to kill Christians. When you kill Christians, you're persecuting the church. You're killing Christians. That's church. It's not a building. So the church is being persecuted.
Wow.
This is major. It's being persecuted. And there's gas being poured onto this thing. And like I said earlier, and I said in a previous program, you need to sign up for this Vine seminar. You need to begin to find out how to be the church. You got going to the church down.
Yeah.
And other people are doing things that you don't know how what's done. You need to learn how to be the church. It's not as complicated as religion has made it out to be, but it is necessary for us as a people, as a follower of Christ, to be able to function in the context of that. You need to go to vineseminar.org. There's a limit. It's a very small, intimate event that we have to be able to encourage. You have to sign up for the next one if you missed this one. But you can do that by going to vineseminars.org.
This can be a wonderful opportunity for you to ask questions, to get personal one-on-one time, and to really dive into everything that's going to be shared. That's why it's a select group. It's a limited amount.
Yeah.
You heard if we're looking for a few good men. We're looking for a few good people that really want to know what it's like to be the church.
Who love Jesus.
Yeah.
Wants to love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. And what's so important about this is, understanding the wisdom beforehand, before this thing happens. And it's the greatest. It's not like, we got to default to a lower setting how to be the church. It's actually the greatest thing. I mean, it's religion's turned a relationship with God into something that, according to what we're seeing with the Guardian on today's article, was that even though they have these 16,000 churches in Europe, they're having like 20 folks show up at it. Why? Because they don't want to go to that. They want relationship. People want relationships so bad that they're willing to go to a local Starbucks and start feeling, what does it feel like to be close to somebody and have a conversation with somebody? Sure. We can do that in the church. It's very simple. You can sign up for the Vine Seminar at vineseminar.org. We can find out more details. I want to pray for you. I want to pray. Persecution is coming, but like he's saying here, Graham is saying that, it's going to be the greatest days for the church. God, give us grace to go through this thing. Give us strength to go through it. I want to pray for you now. Father God, we thank you for your warning. We thank you, Lord, for letting us know ahead of time. We thank you, Lord, for Michael Snyder, Father God, and putting this word out. We thank you for Billy Graham. We thank you for all those that stood up, Lord, and gave this warning, God. Lord, I pray right now for each and every one that's listening, those that are watching, Father, watching, God, that you would begin to stir their heart and give them confidence, God, that they can step out and begin to follow you and begin to be the church. And be the go-y church instead of the come-y church, that the church would begin to grow like a vine again, that you would be over your church once again. Father God, we just ask for that to come, that knowledge to come. And God, we ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, and thanks for watching. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.